This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Tech Talk. Let's be honest, if we only wore clothes for comfort and modesty, then fashion as we know it wouldn't exist. We hold on to dresses and shirts that no longer fit for the memories they conjure. We project our moods by the cut of a shirt. We judge or admire the style of others. So what happens when technology invades the emotional space? Fashion e-commerce increasingly sees personalization as key to reaching consumers online, notably in the form of artificial intelligent stylists. These dressed-up algorithms control through enormous amounts of customer data to make personalized styling suggestions, but do they limit intuitiveness and individuality? Or can AI stylists help to nurture self-expression? On the phone with me right now is Elazar Gan. He is the Chief Technology Officer for Ombre, and he's able to address some of these thoughts as he believes that AI plays a big role in creating a new era in the fashion industry post-COVID. Elazar, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Very good. Thank you, Richard.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
Now, obviously, I've got a bunch of questions, and I'm sure there's a bunch of questions that people have got at home as well. What does it mean to sell or market personal style when, you know, there's mass shoppers online? How do you make it personal?
Right. So the way we make it personal, we do have a few data points. Definitely few variables that we look into on our users before, you know, we identify the recommendations and those kind of things for our users. So this kind of data points and variables are those that we have research on, that we have done development on beforehand.
Can you tell me what a couple of these data points are?
So how the recommendations work in Ombre? It works both ways. So it works from the vendor's end and as well on the user's end. So and the outcome comes from the multi-stages AI engines that we currently have. So it involves where in the beginning when a vendor onboards onto our platform, we will import your products into our catalog. And we will pass these details to our AI engine. So that's where we classify and identify what are the garment types and what is the classification of the product. So that is on the garment end. So how the AI works is that we have several levels of different engines doing different things. So the first engine will identify what is the best way and what is the best angle to, you know, to identify or classify the product so that we have the, you know, the best accuracy in identifying what the garment type is. So once that's done, it will be passed to the next engine where we do some of the other identification. So we do color identification on product as well. So if our vendor has, say, a t-shirt, red t-shirt, right? So the vendors don't have to do anything. They would just have to import your product and we will be able to identify that the product is red and it is a t-shirt based on the AI that we have. So basically here we are trying to reduce the amount of work that our vendors have to do to get your product on board onto our catalog. So and also we do have a sizing classification as well. So we feed in the description of the product and that's where we can identify what is the size of the product because we do have size recommendation as well. So those are sort of like the surface of what's happening in the back end behind the scene before the recommendation happens to the user. So
that's like the very basic of the pyramid. You know, this is the color and this is the shape.
Right.
Okay, yeah. And then what happens?
And then, you can think of those like a factory where we prepare our products before it's getting to be delivered to our users.
Right.
So the next part of the decision making is where the user comes in. So we do require our users to add their body profiles when they register. So things like height, weight, body shape, and skin tone, those details are required when you register with Ombre. So to ensure that our user chose the most accurate body profile, we do have some illustration and description for the user to refer from while you know, choosing their body profile to ensure that they selected the accurate one for themselves.
Because people can be less than honest sometimes when they're describing themselves,
yeah,
right?
right. So we try our best to help with that and to ensure that it's more accurate as possible.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm.
Okay, so
with this few steps, so our users will be they will be ready to receive recommendations product that is that are tailored to their body profile afterwards.
Right. So far we have color and size, and then tailored to the body profile. After that, because I mean, there's going to be things like shirts that have patterns on, or you know, not just kind of block colors,
right?
How does the AI rather differentiate between block colors and patterned kind of stuff?
Right. So in our multi-stage AI engines, there will be a one part where we identify the types of garment. So we have a list of taxonomy in our data set. Mm. So we have things like your T-shirt and whether it's long sleeve or short sleeve, whether it's a polo T-shirt or pants, jacket, and those kind of things. So we have already categorized it in our engine. Mm. So it will be identified when we are passing the data through our multi-stage AI engine. So once all the processes are done, we will be able to know whether the product is white or red or black, or what size it is, and also whether it's a T-shirt or whether it is pants or jeans.
Mm.
So, yeah. So that's the task that our AI engine does in the backend.
Okay. Now, so when all of that data has been input and you have a, not a client, but rather a user, somebody like me, for example, who logs into the Ombre app or the Ombre website or whatever, how much information and how much data do I need to feed that AI before it can start making some recommendations for me?
As a new user that just onboarded into AI and, you know, you want to get recommendation, it's just as little as those four details that I told you before. So
right.
It's your height, weight, body shape, and skin tone. And moving forward, once you have used our app more and you have interacted more, so you have bought some product from our recommendations, and that's where we'll be able to know more about you a little bit.
Got it.
Those are some of the other data points that we do collect as well, on top of your body profile.
So it kind of learns, I guess, in a similar way to stuff like Netflix, for example, where you know you watch a movie or a TV show, you like it, you give a thumbs up, and then some of the recommendations that it gives you are based on the thumbs up that you've given, or YouTube, for example. Is it a similar kind of algorithm to that?
Right. It's something similar to those algorithms. So say for example, what I've told you just now, where we collect the orders history of our users. So say for example, you bought a T-shirt from our recommendation, and you receive it to your doorstep 3 days after, and maybe 2 days after you returned it, and so with this information, we'll be able to, you know, identify that, okay, this person might not like this product, although the confidence level is not very high by just returning a product. So there's a level of dislike from this user toward this particular product. So we'll be able to identify what the product is, since we have the classification ready in our system.
Mm.
And with this data point, we'll be able to match it with our other data points to identify whether you really dislike this product or not. So if you dislike this product, we'll we'll take that into consideration for our next recommendation, product recommendations to you.
Right. Okay, let's take a short break here, Elazar. You tuned in to Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. I have on the phone with me right now Elazar Gan. He is the Chief Technology Officer over at Ombre. Ombre are AI-driven personal shopping, correct? Stylist, rather. Yeah. Personal stylist.
Right, stylist.
Right, so here's the thing about personal stylist, right? For many people, and most people cannot afford their own personal stylist, let's be honest, you know. Right.
And so it
tends to be one of those things where people who are a little bit more wealthy or they have a little bit more extra cash, they would pay somebody to go out and pick their clothes for them and whatever, make them look very nice, of course. Ombre doesn't do that. They use AI to do something similar. And it is a paid-for app. Is that correct, Elazar?
Right. It is a paid-for app. But I would like to emphasize that it is a paid-for app for the vendor, but it is a free app for normal users like us.
Oh, for you and me, it's free.
It's free.
Well, that makes a big difference. And actually, you might be able to pick me some stuff I like. Right. Now, one of the things that I was interested in is obviously fast fashion is by its very definition, changes very quickly. And do the recommendations on Ombre also reflect that? Do they change seasonally as well?
Right. So that's a good question. So at this stage of our Ombre, it does not require any update during any seasonal changes, simply because it is being trained to identify different types of garments since the beginning. So we have already fit and trained our AI with different types of garments that you can find out there, ranging from a tank top to a coat. So there's no need for us to update our AI engine during any seasonal changes. Although I must say we definitely train our AI engine continuously as soon as there are more data available for us. So, simply because the world revolves around big data nowadays and so do we in Ombre, and that makes a big difference for our AI. So our AI must continuously learn to get involved in, new ways of identifications and predictions.
Mm. Is Ombre only available in Malaysia right now, or where else is it available?
Right, you'll be surprised. So Ombre is not only available in Malaysia. Most of our vendors, I can say it's from Northern America.
Oh, wow.
And also UK. So, that's the thing. The competition in fashion tech in Malaysia is not that high nowadays. Mm. I mean, at this point of time, so most of the AI stylists has been validated in the West more than one instance. With there are numbers of startups there that is using some of their household brands, and for us that's not a bad thing. It really benefits us as well. So we saw a surge of installation and interest from our vendors in America and UK, and that is due to the exposure that the previous competitors have exposed the companies with before us. In Southeast Asia and Malaysia, fashion tech is still in the early stage, so competition isn't that tough yet here.
Right.
So that's why we are looking to introduce it to the local brands more, give them more exposure to this kind of system and this kind of technology.
Well, that's interesting, because that brings me along to a couple of other questions as well in terms of how different the AI the suggestions might be different in Western fashion compared to Southeast Asian fashion. Do you see big differences?
Based on the analytics and based on what we receive, the difference are not very, it's not huge in terms of garment types, but I would say mostly from the body profile of the user. So, you know, the average height of the user over there
right.
will be different from those days in Southeast Asia, and the skin tone is different as well.
Mm.
So I would say those are mostly the different shape between, you know, in Southeast Asia and in Western country.
Mm. You know, there are other companies that have tried to do a similar thing to what Ombre are doing.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you, in your mind, what makes you guys stand out, do you think?
Right. I wouldn't say that we are doing something exactly similar to the other companies out there.
Mm.
So what we do differently is we do have several different recommendations. So if you see some of the available service out there, they either do the recommendation part for your product or they recommend you size. But for us, since we have a complete set, so we do recommend the users with a product, and we do tell them, oh, this size fits you well. We recommend them size as well, and we recommend them the color that they should buy. So it really reflects to, you know, how a shopper would shop in a brick and mortar shop. So
so
you go out to a shop and you want to buy a pair of shoes. So what you do is you'll choose the shoe that you want and you'll try it on, whether the size fits you well, whether it looks good on you. So that's what we are trying to do here. So we want to help the user with identifying what product is best for them based on, you know, the garment types and the color and size and those kind of things.
Mm.
And also this during this post-COVID era, everything is going online. So vendors is trying to bring their, you know, sales to online shopping. And, you know, by moving to online shopping, of course, you will lose some of the ability for the user to try the products on.
Mm.
So that's where we're trying to move in and help them with.
How many times have you used the service yourself, Elazar?
How many times? Oh, I've not been buying anything from Ombre myself, but of course I've seen it multiple times. I've been here for almost 2.5 years.
Right.
So I've seen the recommendation more
so many
times.
Well, I'm going to have to try it out for myself, aren't I? How is it and where is it available?
So right now it's available on several vendors. So our biggest e-commerce vendor right now is in Shopify. So most of vendors are on Shopify, and we do have our mobile app where we, you know, sort of recommend the product from different store to you. So this is how it works. So we have our vendors and we have a plugin on the store.
Mm.
So that is where the customer of this vendor will see the recommendations. So it's on the widget, it's on the plugin, and the recommendations will only be based on what the store is selling. So what the particular store is selling. So
it's not
going to be a cross store product listing.
Right.
So where we display the cross store product listing is on our mobile app. And yeah, so that's where our user can buy the products from as well. And it's powered by the same engine. It's powered by the same sizing engine. So everything's the same. And it's free.
I've got one final question for you. How big do you see fashion tech becoming over the next couple of years?
Right. So that's a good question. So this technology of, you know, it all goes back to AI. So the concept of AI was born, I don't know, 70 years back in the 1950s.
Yeah.
So the technology has now matured quite well, and it's definitely well enough for us to make use of the technology without worrying about, you know, the instability or the scalability of the tech. So we are just started right now. So I can see that there are a lot of ways that we can improve the shopping experience for the fashion industry, particularly. So, of course, there are a lot of things that we have to research and develop on. And, of course, that's something we can do further along the pipeline.
Elazar, thank you very much for your time today.
All right. Thank you so much.
You have been tuned in to Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9. I have been on the phone with Chief Technology Officer of Ombre, Elazar Gan. They are a company that do personal styling in a different way. It's all via AI. If you miss any part of this show, Don't forget you can download the podcast and listen back to it wherever you normally listen to your podcast from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. For BFM 89.9, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.